Welcome back.
It's another episode. Another episode of Petty Besties. I'm Courtney.
And I'm Taylor.
And happy Friday, right?
Yes.
Happy Friday. I think it's okay. So we are pre-recording. We're going to keep it real with all of you.
It's October.
Yeah.
Is this the first episode of October?
This will be October 1st.
Happy October, everybody. Spooky season.
This is spooky season, okay?
Mm-hmm.
September's not spooky season. It's not spooky season. It's still fucking 90 degrees outside. I'm just saying. It is official spooky season. We are, hopefully the weather is like chilling out now. I saw like this week that we're recording, which is the week before, we are supposed to be like in the 60s as highs. And I'm like,
that would be blessed. Yeah, it better be fucking sweater weather by now, because if it's not, I'm gonna be pissed.
I'm gonna wear cute cardigans, cute sweaters,
boots,
scarves, hats, boots.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I need it. I need it. Or I'm gonna have to start turning down the AC in the house and just like walking around in my sweater. I'm sick of this.
This girl the other day, I saw her walking into Kohl's and she so badly wanted it to be cold, but it was 85 degrees outside. She had, you know, like the super cool, like Western hats that are like super in trend right now. She had one of those on with like a sweater, but she had short shorts on and flip flops.
She probably, you know damn well, she just bought that sweater and hat. She just got them in the mail and she's like, fuck it. The world has to see this. I'm just like, do it.
Girlfriend, you are in two different seasons right now.
Like, I want one of those Western hats so bad.
Dude, they're so cute. Okay, so speaking of Western hats, because we are starting our women's boutique.
I'm so freaking excited for this adventure. It has given me life in so many ways and like had me start dreaming for the future. And oh my God, let me just tell you, it's fucking beautiful. Our future is fucking beautiful. Okay.
It's bright. But
it's very bright, very shiny. But this boutique, I feel like, and I don't want to like be like one of those people. I mean, obviously I'm going to be one of those people, but that's like super sappy. But I feel like this boutique is something that we women need right now. Like we are kind of going to be catering to something that should be a standard in the fashion industry, and it's not. So I'm really excited. I'm very excited.
So we mentioned it at the end of our episode that we are starting a boutique. Mm-hmm. It's something, honestly, I never really thought of doing, to be like 100% honest. I love clothes. I enjoy clothes, but I was always like way more into makeup. Fashion was always like Taylor's thing. Mm-hmm. But as I sat and like thought about it, I was like, got with Taylor. I was like, yo, let's start a boutique, because I am so sick of seeing like TikToks and Instagram reels and Instagrams of people saying that they have boutiques or stores that are inclusive.
Mm-hmm.
Inclusive means that everyone is able to shop at your store.
Right.
When you only sell up to an extra large, everyone is not able to shop at your store. So please quit lying. I guess what we can start off is like our name. So our name of our boutique, did we even say this in the last episode?
We did not at all.
Our name of our boutique is Lexington and Gray.
Mm-hmm.
And Taylor, the name.
Yeah, the name came from Lexington, is like, you know, because Kentucky. Courtney lives in Kentucky. I lived in Kentucky and I'm going to be going back to Kentucky. Kentucky is a very, you know, our home state. And then Gray is the middle school where Courtney and I met. So Lexington and Gray is kind of like a special name to the two of us. It's not like something that we just like fucking pulled out of nowhere and we're like, you know, trying to make it cute. Like, this is something that actually means something to us. So it already from the beginning, from the get go, it was already like our little baby, like a very precious, special project.
We definitely wanted to have like a super kind of like a Southern name because we Kentucky holds a special place in our heart. So we wanted something that made you feel like it was a Southern type of boutique for sure. But we wanted to add something in there that tied us together, like as in like something that meant something to us. And obviously the middle school that started off this almost, 20-year friendship at this point? It was Gray. So we're like, okay, this makes perfect sense. So yeah, I love the name. Like Taylor thought of it 100%, but I love the name of it. It was great. And our big thing that Taylor and I agreed on that is we truly want to be inclusive to everyone. We want our boutique, our people who are going to be shopping at our boutique to feel like they are our friends. They are our best friends. We accept them for who they are. It doesn't matter what they look like, what size they are. We are going to be there to cheer them on whenever they're wearing. And also, like, can we mention, so there's not really a lot of stores, I feel like, that are for our age group.
Right.
I think that a lot of stores try to be with the trendiest bunch, which is like Gen Z or whatever they are. I don't want to wear, you know, like grandma's clothes, but I also don't want to wear everything fucking crop top.
Yeah, I like my clothing to be, you know, full sized. So that's the kind of problem that I have when I go shopping these days.
Everything is crop topped. Everything. Or everything, like tons of what are they called? Peekaboo shoulders or
the cold shoulders.
Cold shoulders, whatever they are. I definitely have worn, like, I do like some types of items to be cold shoulder or like off the shoulder because it's super cute. Do I want 90% of my clothes to have holes on the shoulder in the winter? No.
Not for me.
In the winter, do I want a crop top long sleeve where my titty's about to pop out at any moment? No.
In the summertime, do I want my ass cheeks hanging out of my shorts? Absolutely not. My thighs need a little bit of coverage here. Okay.
I need something between my thighs so they're not rubbing together with themselves the whole time. Just so I think that we want to be trendy. That's like our vibe. We want to be trendy, but we want to also be comfortable and I feel like a more like a I don't even want to say appropriate for but just everything is not grandma, but everything is not 16-year-old clothing.
Right. Right. You don't have to like question, am I too old to wear this?
Right. Which as a 29-year-old, I sometimes think of these things.
Yes. Absolutely. And,
like, every store I go to, I'm like,
should I be going to a different store now?
Yeah. So I do want to say, like, that was our big thing is like, we wanted something to be every, like, you know, a woman can wear and be cute and sexy, but there's also like comfortable stuff. And we might have a, like, I'm not sitting here dogging crop tops. Like, we won't have any. I'm sure there might be like one or two crop top options, but it is not going to be anywhere near 50% of our clothing or 25% of our clothing. Because we're just not crop top people. I mean, I'm not against a crop top. Like, you wear a crop top if that's what you like. Mm-hmm. But for me, I need more.
Right. Right. Completely understand. And I feel like another part of it was we both feel like when it comes to like clothing and when it comes, like, you can walk up to any woman who's like has on that badass outfit where she feels like she is just a fucking queen. And like, you know, you like her confidence just radiates off of her. And coming in like out of this pandemic where we've been in sweatpants and leggings and in t-shirts for the, like, you know, 2 days in a row, that kind of thing, like, it's easy to kind of get into this like rut with your clothing where you just want to, you know, you don't want to dress up, you don't want to like be cute, you don't want to do anything, you just want to be comfortable. But at the same time, we know that there are women out there just like us who still want to kind of get that confidence back a little tiny bit without having to completely redo their wardrobe. You know what I'm saying? So like a little black dress or something that can be worn in 5 different outfits, you know, or a sweater that can be worn 3 different ways, or like little pieces that we can be adding to our wardrobe that make us feel amazing, that we can wear over and over and over and over again and still feel amazing as we're wearing those. I feel like that's just like, you don't really find those anymore. Like, it's literally like super trendy items, like fast fashion all the way, things that are going to be like, they're, you know, they're in now and then they're a fad next week. And it's like, you know, you don't want to wear it anymore. You just have to give it to Goodwill or toss it away and then go buy more wardrobe. And I don't think that that's technically necessary. Like, obviously, like you said, we're going to have like, you know, fast fashion and like some like trendier items, but I think that there's going to be a lot of pieces that are in there that are going to be staple pieces that women can like add to their wardrobe that stay in their wardrobe for a while and still, as they wear it over and over and over again in all of these different ways, still make a statement, still make them feel confident, still make them feel beautiful without breaking the bank constantly.
Or my big thing is like putting, they can easily put together an outfit without having to think like, does this go together?
Yes. Yes. It's just effortless.
Yeah. Because constantly I like put something on, I'm like, does this go together? Could I wear this? Could I pull this off? And what we want is we are women, like our target audience are women who are, not always confident in the clothes that they're wearing, mm-hmm. and or busy women who don't have a lot of time to be sitting and trying to piece a whole outfit together. Like, they want something quick that's going to make them feel confident and cute. And they know that when they put the outfit together, it matches, it goes well, they can go about their day, they, you know, being a badass. And that's what we mm-hmm. want for our target audience.
Yeah, 100%. I agree with that.
So we told you guys about our boutique and we told you guys our need and why we're doing it. So we have a few things left to do before we launch. Mm-hmm. One big thing that we are going to be doing is, I know as soon as we launch, we're going to be doing a giveaway of some type. I don't know exactly what's going to be yet because we haven't made that up yet, but there is going to be some type of giveaway. So you want to make sure that you're following us on Instagram and TikTok at Shop Lexington and Gray. And we're going to put that down in the description or the show notes of this episode, but you want to make sure that you're following along because mm-hmm. you're not going to want to miss the giveaway and you're not going to want to miss all of the stuff that's going to be launching.
We've also been kind of going, talking about sharing with you guys over on Shop Lexington and Gray Instagram behind the scenes, like us getting ready for photo shoots, us getting ready for Facebook lives, or us at vendor shows, us, you know, just things that kind of go behind the scenes of running a boutique, because I know that we are not the only women out there who are trying to start their own business. I know that this is in the back of the mind of a bunch of people, because this has been in the back of my mind ever since I graduated high school. So we thought that that might be something that you guys would be interested in. So if that is, let us know. And we can definitely start getting that stuff going, making sure that we have that content ready for you guys and we can be sharing more with you. Or we can also be doing some podcast episodes that are just strictly talking about behind the scenes of running a boutique, and we can answer some questions that you guys have or anything. We want to be as open as we possibly can. And we want to, you know, support anybody else who wants to try to follow their dream in entrepreneurship as much as we possibly can as well, because I know we, like we've said, we're in this by ourselves. We're doing this by ourselves. But we have found some amazing resources that have been like helping us and kind of instilling that confidence within us. And if we could do that for somebody else and kind of be that resource as well to kind of help them along and instill that confidence along, I would love to do that. So definitely hit us up. Let us know if you'd like to see the behind the scenes, or if you have any questions, let us know. We'll try to answer them as best as we possibly can.
Yes, I would love to actually be able to do some podcast episodes of like starting a business. You may not want to start a boutique as your business, but you may want to start a business in general. And trust me, Taylor and I didn't know anything about it.
We're not like
by any means, but we are learning and we want to be a community of people who are inspiring other people to go for it. So we can just like teach you things that we know or that we have learned and talk about it because there's so much.
Like you said, we're not even close to like learning as everything that we need to know, but from where we have gone from the time that you sent me the Marco Polo of, hey, I have a crazy idea, to now, I feel like it is incredible, like of how much we've accomplished and how much we've done. And it's doable. Like it's letting me know that this is doable. It's scary. It's intense. It's a lot. There's a lot of really late nights and a lot of really early mornings and a lot of multitasking. But it's doable. And like if we can, you know, just even just be the person to just be like, you got this, then I would love to be able to do that for somebody else. Like, even if I don't really have any other advice to say, like if you ask me a question and I'm like, I have no fucking idea how to do this, but I know you got this, like you're going to figure this shit out. I would love to be that. So yeah, I would love to talk about this more and dive in more and do more episodes and TikToks and Instagram reels.
Yeah, we're going to be definitely doing TikToks and Instagram reels on products. Also, I don't even know if like Taylor and I have talked a lot about this yet, but I know it is a plan for us to be doing lives probably like once a week. We will be doing live episodes where we're going to just show product. We're going to try it on. Models will try it on. We'll talk about it and maybe even do like flash sales during it or whatever. We'll just see what happens, but you guys don't want to miss those. So make sure you're also following our Facebook page, because I'm pretty sure that's probably where we'll be doing lives as well as Instagram.
Absolutely.
So, before we go, I just wanted to say we do plan on carrying sizes small to probably up to a 5 or 6X. We are looking into, you know, the extended sizes because I want to make sure that's something big that we both want to make sure that we have in order to say we're inclusive. there is some things that we have found already that we want to put, and they have extended sizes. But something that's pretty exciting is, like, eventually we will be doing, because right now, you know, we're not obviously creating our own clothes.
But right, we're going through vendors. Eventually
the plan is that we are designing more things,
mm-hmm.
and making sure that it comes in all the sizes.
Right.
So right now we're just purchasing things, and we're making sure that we're having sizes of all sizes.
Mm-hmm.
But later, just stay with us, because later down the line, we have some, like, crazy things planned in the first probably couple years of our boutique.
We have so many things planned. We're like, we'll be like just like rattling things off for each other. Like, we want to do this, we want to do this, we want to do this. But definitely making sure that we have extended sizes, and then eventually designing are two of the biggest things. If anybody who doesn't know, I actually went to fashion school for fashion design, and that was like something that I really, really wanted to do outside of high school, was be a fashion designer. But Raiden came along and I decided to be a stay-at-home mom instead. But ever since I started to do my fashion design, and from the get-go, my dream was to have something that was all size inclusive, because it is not a very popular thing in fashion, especially because I was going to go into like fashion design of like wedding dresses and couture. Extended sizes, that was like unheard of and in those kinds of fields. And I just thought that that was completely insane and ridiculous. And then also when we would go shopping or we would go to stores or something, how there'd be, you know, a plus size and a petite size and, you know, like all these different sections. I just always seemed so crazy to me that you would have to like go navigate through this entire store trying to find the right size for you, when it could literally all just be together. Like, it didn't make any sense to me. So this is something that's huge for us, that we want to really make sure that we're doing right, and that we want to make sure that we're covering all of our bases for you guys, and making sure that we have all of the sizes available, because honestly, I feel like that should be a standard across the fashion world. I don't understand why it's not. So we want to try to kind of, you know, set that standard and see, and maybe like kind of, you know, motivate other small businesses to kind of do the same, and then potentially motivate other like big box stores to do the same. But I feel like this is just something that it's a no-brainer. It's a no-brainer. And it's really exciting to me and really fun that we get to like be one of those boutiques that actually set that standard.
Yeah, for sure. Because I know like a lot of I know it's not like the best option, because we are going to be solely based online. Maybe that can change mm-hmm. in the future, but for now, it is going to be online. We're going to try our best with shipping to make sure that we are getting things to you guys fast and have some type of return policy, because I know that that's also like an issue. You can't try it on, so you don't know if you're going to love it. And I don't want someone to be stuck with a product that they don't love.
Right.
So a big part of that is, we just want everyone to feel like they can shop at our store and they're not like this tiny little section where you can only buy like 3 items, you know, or just making me feel uncomfortable. Like, oh, I would really love to have this, but I can't have it because it doesn't come in my size. Who says? Like,
right.
Who says? That's so annoying. So,
or you're like shopping online, like on an online boutique, and like you see like all of these cute sweaters that they have, and then you go to like the extended sizes and there's like 3 options. It's like, oh, wonderful. Okay.
We definitely want to be different in that aspect and be focusing on us all being a community of people together who support each other, love each other, make each other feel beautiful, because everyone is beautiful in their own way, regardless of what people say. I think I'm just starting to like come out of my shell with like being vocal about things like this and things mm-hmm. that actually matter to me, because I've always tend to be like quiet and not say anything on social media. Like, any of my social media, I never have like an opinion or anything I give. If I don't like something, I've always been the one that's like, just keeps my mouth shut. Like I never get confrontational with people on Facebook or Instagram.
Yeah.
But I think that this is something that is super important. People should feel like human beings and not feel like trash because stores or other people are making them feel less than because of how much they weigh.
Exactly.
Or what they look like.
I could not agree more. And I feel like this is a really good way to kind of make that statement, but without being confrontational. It's like, okay, we're going to stand up for you guys and we're going to stand up and be an ally here because we're realizing that this is wrong. But instead of, you know, fighting back, instead of getting negative online, like, fuck all them, come on over to us. We'll take care of you.
Exactly. Everyone's family.
Right. What is that? Is that the Olive Garden, like All in the Family or something?
No, yeah, Olive Garden. When you're here, you're family. I can always like super quickly come up with like the little, what is it called?
The little taglines.
So quick. Oh my gosh. So you guys let us know what you guys think. Are you excited? Are you you're going to be shopping with us?
Mm-hmm.
What's the haps? You're going to be like, no, screw you guys. I can't believe you're owning a business. What is it?
Tell us. We want to know.
We'll give you guys like a rough estimate because we're not 1000% sure, but we are hoping to launch beginning to mid November. So mm-hmm. It's October 1st today. That means we have a month.
Shut up. Don't say it like that.
We're like a month and a half away. So,
well, technically from the time of us recording, we have like a month and like a week, a month and 2 weeks. Ew. Oh my God. Okay. Yeah, we can do it.
6 to 7 weeks out. So
yeah.
We'll get you guys a date like once we know for sure, but we are putting like finishing toppings on the website,
mm-hmm.
for product, things like that, and then we will be sharing with you guys.
So make sure that you are following us on Petty Bessie's podcast on Instagram as well as Shop Lexington and Gray. That way you guys can, you know, make sure that you're not missing any updates about when the shop is actually going to be live and all of that fun stuff.
Maybe we'll do like exclusives for our listeners. Like,
oh, you can be fancy. Hey now.
So you guys don't want to
exclusive fan club.
But thank you guys so much for listening. Have a great weekend. We are so excited to go on this journey with you guys. And let us know what you think.
Thanks for, I'm assuming I say thanks for watching us, but thanks for listening.
Until next Friday. Bye.
Bye.